This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Juan Leonardo Cardenas Jr., date of birth August 1st, 1981. Case ID number is 687-8382. Date of exam March 19, 2024. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Dionisio Calvo III, dated 10/25/2022. Identifying information. This is a 42-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hyperaldosteronism, hypertension, anxiety, and thyroid disorder. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2019, where he was a machine operator for 5 years. He also worked on a scaffold as a director for 6 years. During the time he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his mother in a town home, and she is taking care of him. He denies being on disability in the past. Allegation number one, primary hyperaldosteronism, number two, hypertension, number three, anxiety, and number four, thyroid disorder. History of allegations, number one, hyperaldosteronism. The claimant states in April 2022, the claimant was diagnosed with primary hyperaldosteronism. The claimant suffers from generalized fatigue and anxiety along with episodes of malignant hypertension. He was treated with hypertensive medications and spironolactone 50 milligrams QD. His condition appears to be stable at this time, and no other treatment has been given. Allegation number two, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2008 he was having chest pain, shortness of breath, and midbrain headaches. He denies any problems with blurred vision or any kind of in-organ damage such as myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accident, or nephropathy. He does suffer from dizziness and anxiety. His blood pressure reading today was 112 over 71 mmHg, which is very well controlled. He is presently taking losartan hydrochlorothiazide, 100 milligrams / 25 milligrams QD, metoprolol succinate, 100 milligrams, 1/2 tablet QD, and spironolactone, 50 milligrams QD. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number three, anxiety / traumatic brain injury. The claimant states that in 2016, he started to develop anxiety and some mild symptoms of decreased memory. Today, he presented mildly anxious, but appeared to be calm and a very good informant. He states he suffers occasionally from sadness, crying spells, depression, panic attacks, insomnia, decreased appetite, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, and decrease energy. He states he also has problems with occasional chest pain and that his heart rate will occasionally go up very high. The claimant was in a motor vehicle accident on October the 28th, 2022, where he sustained injuries to his cervical and lumbar sacral back area and also had a head contusion, which was diagnosed as traumatic brain injury. The claimant suffers from flashbacks from the motor vehicle accident, and he doesn't drive at this time because of that. He states his memory is poor, and he has decreased function of his legs. The claimant does bathe every day with assistance, and his mother has to assist him with putting on his clothes and helping him to bathe every day. He did come by himself to the office visit. His grooming was good. He states because of his condition, he has been unable to look for a job. He is future-oriented and exhibits appropriate help-seeking behavior. His mental status was normal. He's well-kept and wearing casual attire. He was cooperative and had good eye contact with me and appeared to be very alert. He is oriented times four to place, time, situation, and person. His attention, concentration, and his mannerisms were normal. His speech rate was somewhat anxious, but within normal limits. His clarity, tone, articulation, and memory appeared to be intact, although he states his memory is poor. He had normal thought processes, and his thought content appeared to be focused on his illness. He denies any hallucinations and has never had any suicidal thoughts or attempts in the past. His mood and his affect was anxious. He brushes his teeth daily. He states in the past, besides the motor vehicle accident, that he lost his baby daughter during childbirth when she was born dead, and that affected him a lot. He did use marijuana as a teenager, but does not use it at this time. He is presently on a prazolam 0.5 milligrams, 2 tablets QD, and bupropion 150 milligrams ER / SRBID for depression. His condition appears to be stable at this time. However, the claimant states that he is not stable enough to work. Allegation number four, thyroid disease. The claimant states in April of 2022, he was weak and had severe headaches along with decreased energy, and he was diagnosed with thyroid disease. However, he does not know whether he had hypothyroidism or hyperthyroidism, and he is presently on no medications for his condition. I believe his condition is stable at this time. The claimant also states that he was in a motor vehicle accident on October the 28th, 2022, where he sustained traumatic brain injury, cervical spine and lumbar sacral spine herniated discs, which were confirmed with MRIs. He denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. The claimant is able to walk one block, stand for 30 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, and lift approximately 5 pounds above his head. He states he's unable to put his clothes on or button his clothes by himself. He does have a cane that he left at home, and his physician is Dr. N. Manny, M-A-A-N-I. He is presently on hydrocodone/APAP, 10 mg/325 mg, Q4 hours. PRN is needed for pain. He states he does do some light chores, but his mother has to assist him with everything. His daily activities include occasionally watching TV, doing light housework, occasionally going to the grocery store, cooking, and sometimes doing the laundry. But he states his mother does most of the things for him. He was diagnosed with a L4, L5, 5.5 millimeter herniated disc, an L5-S1, 2.4 millimeter disc, herniated disc, and a right shoulder tendinosis with a questionable solitary bone cyst. An MRI of the C-spine revealed that he had a C3, C4, 2.0 millimeter herniated disc, and a C5, C6, 1.5 millimeter herniated disc. No surgery has been done on any of these herniated discs, which were diagnosed on January the 18th, 2023 by an MRI. His condition appears to be stable at this time. This is a 42-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to skin? No lesions were appreciated over the body except for multiple tattoos that were noted. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was somewhat anxious for the time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was fair. Concentration was good and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally at 1+. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have palpable muscle spasms and tenderness in the hip area and the lower extremities. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor and sensory findings in the upper extremities. However, the claimant did have some mild problems with the lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 40 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body, except for mild decrease in sensitivity of his hands. There is normal range of motion, but mildly decreased strength of both legs. The claimant was unable to squat and get up on his own. moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had difficulty in getting up and down from the exam table without pain. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes, but is able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices. He states he has an assistive device at home, but did not present with one and does not appear to need one at this time. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 4/5 bilaterally. The claimant is able to oppose, pinch, and make a full closed fist. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was normal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except for decreased sensory findings of the hands. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms noted. Muscle strength was plus 4/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the secondary to herniated discs of the cervical and lumbar sacral spine areas with mild signs of radiculitis. The claimant is unable to heel and toe walk at this time, but does have a fairly normal tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at plus 4/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some mild restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to cervical and lumbar sacral back radiculitis / weakness. Probable diagnoses. Number one, hyperaldosteronism. Primary, - not confirmed with medical records and does not appear to be being treated at this time. Number two, hypertension, being treated at this time. Blood pressure is 112/71, which is normal. Number three, anxiety / traumatic brain injury, being treated at this time with anti-anxiety and antidepressive medications. He appears to be stable at this time and does have family support of his mother at home. Number four, thyroid disorder, not confirmed with medical records or physical examination. The claimant is not being treated for either hyperthyroidism or hypothyroidism at this time. He appears to be stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant. By the name of Juan Leonardo Cardenas, Jr.